The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Thanks to Shannon for stopping by and making a donation. And of course, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, they stopped by. Phil's funny because, you know, they donate a big chunk, of course. You know, they match a ton. And then Phil's like, oh, let me also just donate. So thank you, Phil.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Of course he did.
The Phil pocket?
Yeah,
is Northern Quest going to match that? Or?
Yeah, Northern Quest going to match Phil's donation. Yeah, there you go.
I think that's fair.
It sure is.
Why not?
Geez, Kevin. What just happened here?
It was ridiculous.
One of the oddest treats of all time.
Yeah.
My mother has been at the food drive.
Oh, I thought you meant the Milky Way that we got.
No. My mother has been at the food drive many a time.
Sure, of course, yeah.
Aunt Julio has been, Aunt Julie,
yeah.
Her Christian name.
Yeah.
She has been
at the food drive
many a times. But we had some firsts today.
Man, did we?
Uncle Dell, all the way from Moses Lake, Washington.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
He's here today.
Representing the ML.
Uh-huh. And then Uncle Rick and Aunt Vicky.
Man, what a
they
treat.
Are here all Fantastic. The way from Marysville, Washington.
Oh, geez.
Oh, all and right.
The key is they walked up like a troop.
Yeah,
they did. They all came walking up.
It was like the strut.
Jay, what did you say? Would you like to say it again?
Oh, yeah. I said, was there snow earlier? Looks like everybody went through the snow. A little snow cap over there.
Hey!
Oh, you know what's
boo,
funny?
Boo!
So, Uncle Dell is
careful.
The,
Karen's going
to
swear
Dell
at me.
Uncle Dell is the oldest. Mother.
Easy.
Hey, potty mouth. What? How old is Uncle Dell now?
He's 80.
81.
See, he was the only one who didn't have the beautiful silver hair for the longest time.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And now he's got it now.
He's catching up. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's earned it, Kevin. He's earned it. Yeah.
What are you saying? Come over here, Mom. This is unusual. I can't hear you.
Yeah, this is unusual.
You're getting a lot more silver hair. You're joining your brother.
Yeah.
Calm down. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she means. Kevin took his hat off like he was going to prove her wrong, and we're like, yeah, that's what she meant. Yeah, you just confirmed it.
I might need a haircut.
Yeah, your hair.
I think you need a haircut, too.
Today's the day.
Yes, Karen, please tell him to get a haircut, for crying out loud. I've been telling him for like a week and a half. He's
Kevin,
like,
get a haircut today, please.
Oh, and the please at the end.
Oh,
that
was so nice.
Okay,
that was
so nice.
I think I have.
Thank you guys so much. It was
off.
Great to meet
Thank
you guys.
You.
Yeah.
Of course,
Karen.
It's that,
thank you.
That
Good
bummer
to see
deal
you,
that you know. Anytime you see all the family together, you realize. I was like, "Oh, Rick and Vicky, you guys are in town for
you
the
walked
Whitworth,
right into that
Whitworth homecoming," and they are. They're gonna.
Sure.
They do that every year. They come up here for that, but they're like, "No, Aunt Donna's funeral," and I was like, "Oh, that's right." God dang it.
Bruce is like, "Been there."
Oh, man.
Every other week.
When you see that type of a group together, you got to think of what that's first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Especially when they're from out of town.
100%.
First of all, really great of them to, you know, obviously make the effort to come into town. That's awesome. It's nice they can combine it with something fun, too.
For sure. And it's one of those that they, unfortunately, were just together not too many weeks ago because my mom's brother passed away, which was the first one of the five that, you know, passed away, and it was just a bummer deal. So they had to have that, you know. Service was a few weeks ago, and
you know it's funny though. You start to get older, and you realize it is a celebration of life because you get to meet the with the other people that
Absolutely.
You love, and you
got
to look at that, right, Bruce? And
that's a fact.
Yeah, you
got to
look at the positive of it.
That is a good way to look at it.
Thank you, Monty.
Give my mom and her siblings a ton of credit for they are they're all in the state of Washington, but they're kind of scattered around.
Sure.
But they do the best job of making sure they get together.
That's great.
Numerous times.
Oh, man, you got to make an effort. It's really hard because there's times, you could live 2 miles away from a relative and never really see them unless you make an effort. And then there's people who live, a 1,000 miles away who see them multiple times a year just because they make more of an effort. Time will slip away, so you got to be aware of that stuff.
So true.
It slips away into a pile of yesterday's.
That's what I've always said. Yeah. That.
Oh,
that's my thing.
That is deep.
What do you think's at the bottom of the pile of yesterday's?
Tomorrow?
No.
No.
Oh, a couple days ago?
the bottom of the pile of yesterday's is simply the past.
Oh, oh well, okay. All right. That was pretty good.
Well, I'll see you later.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you follow that, Steve. Good luck.
By the way, we have to say thank you to the Crepe Sisters Cafe.
Yeah.
They dropped off a nice donation for us. And, of course, Papa Dog, who was here yesterday.
Technically, Crepe Cafe Sisters.
Crepe? What did I say?
You said Sisters Cafe. You just
Oh, I would say Crepe Sisters Cafe.
Right. It's actually a Crepe Cafe, so they do Crepe Cafe Sisters.
Sisters.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, it's all Dang. About the order, baby.
Never going to get it right. That's in Kendall Yards.
Yeah, yeah.
That place is so awesome. And they brought us some crepes. But Bruce, would you like to try a crepe?
Wait, where are they? Where are they at?
They're like pancakes, sort of.
Jeez. Bruce is like, where's the pancake food?
They make it. They're so stinking good.
Oh, my God.
Let's see what you got. There's a bunch of different flavors in
Bruce, how are you the size you are when you can eat like that?
What's that say?
Okay, now that's...
Exercise.
That's a honeybee? Or
Bruce, are you going to like that? That's the honeybee. That is peanut butter and honey.
Oh, gosh. Ooh. Give me that thing if you're not going to
okay,
eat it.
Jay wants that.
No, you can eat that.
Tough. I'm going to eat that.
I don't think you will.
Yeah.
What there, else do we have, Monty?
What's that one say?
I don't know.
Berry sweet.
Oh, it's very sweet.
Berry sweet?
Yeah. I'll take it if no one's going to
eat
it.
Yeah, Steve will eat it.
Steve will eat it.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Steve will eat it. He won't eat it. He hates everything.
There you go.
Oh, you're berry sweet.
Another berry sweet.
I didn't know which one you'd like, Bruce. I just ordered a couple of them.
Look at this thing.
Look at this thing.
There's a honeybee, Jay.
Oh, honeybee. Oh, honeybee.
Jay, that's right up your alley.
Oh, let's go.
This one's a darling.
Oh, that's you, Kevin.
Darling?
That's all heck you,
Kevin. Steve, what do you got there? What
hey, look at this.
We could rename it Sweet Cheeks.
Very sweet.
Yes, you are.
Oh, look. Well, thank you for the breakfast. Appreciate that.
Oh, you got one.
Yeah, Hamalicious.
Hamalicious. All right.
You want some?
Yeah. So anyway, we are 40 minutes to go, and we are still pushing toward that $10,000 to $12,000 day. So if you can help, this is your opportunity. I need to get onto the text line and make sure that I get some thanks out, but see if anybody has any questions. But in the meantime,
we need all the donations still. I mean, just because there's a few minutes left, less than an hour left, doesn't matter.
What?
We need your help right now. And you know the cool thing is, Jay, I'm guessing that the text number is going to work throughout the weekend. Is that correct?
That's right.
509-441-0999. If you text the word food to that number, that's our regular text number.
That's correct.
Many of you probably have it saved in your phone where you text
us. If you don't, you should.
The hilarious jokes, and you text us
correct.
And correct all the things that we say wrong.
Mainly mine, yeah.
A lot of beat the show suggestions.
Yes.
Oh, my. I did want to say shout out to Lisa. She has text. First of all, they did food to 509-441-0999. And it says to the father of the best therapy aid ever, so sorry we couldn't make it up there this week, but $500 from Summit Rehab.
Oh, Summit, yeah, that's where your daughter used to work.
Yep, Summit Rehab, $500. So thank you so much for that.
They're
so awesome. Lisa, thank you. I know you spearhead that. Also to the multiple people who said Maverick made them cry, congrats.
Dude, if you listen to our buddy Maverick and that doesn't motivate you to want to donate, then it's, I don't know, you like check yourself.
No, for real. seriously.
Check yourself, bro.
Phil from the casino, who has been involved in over $25 million in giving over the years, was like, dude.
If you were listening to that and in the back of your mind you go, God, what an amazing kid, then what you need to do right now is text food to 509-441-0999.
Thank
That's
you, Monty.
Beautiful.
That was me. I reached over and tapped you.
Was I asleep?
Yeah, you were asleep there.
Careful with the elbow.
Also, this new to the area first year donation. I'll listen to you guys every morning. Perfect way to start the day. Very nice.
Very nice.
We appreciate that. A person has an Alaska phone. Thanks to Nate. And there's Amber.
Amber.
She's one of the Crepe Sisters.
Oh. Yes.
The Sisters Crepes.
Yes. Amber, the checks go to Second Harvest. Just wanted to know who to make it out to, and I think she already got that answer, but I always love being just a little late on it. So thanks to all those.
I was here for you, Jay. Don't worry.
Joanne, thank you. Becky, Amy, Roberta, Terry, and others who I don't have the names for, but you know who you are, and that's all that's important. Mm-hmm. So we have another 35 minutes, so let's finish strong here and enjoy the crepes, gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive is going on right now. Drop off your donations at RNR RV, 525 East Francis. Fighting hunger, feeding hope on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, back here with about a half an hour to go. The final push is on. Let's go. Food drive here. Food drive. Food drive. Warren, you have to use that one. That one's not hooked up.
Okay, but I can put these on.
So you could, so you can hear. That's very, very well done, Warren.
Thank you.
Thank
you, because I, most of the show, I haven't had earphones.
Right.
To hear
it's,
you.
It's hard to hear out here, right?
In the parking lot?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Well, especially
on here.
For somebody like me. If you know what I mean.
I don't.
Okay.
You're just a regular guy.
Well, yeah, that doesn't pay attention good.
Oh, well, I understand.
Why do you have those hearing things on if you're not paying attention? Anyway.
Right, exactly. thanks to Billy Joe. 17 years she said she's come by.
Wow. Yeah.
That's impressive.
That is.
It is funny because it's like I recognize Billy Joe, but, but it's that thing where you go, yeah, but she kind of looks... like young and good still.
Yeah, so I don't think
so. Why is that?
Why does she look so good and we don't?
Yeah, why is that not holding up over here?
Well, right. I don't think she could drive when she started donating.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah,
it could be. She might have been one of those that walked in.
Also, I just was curious if Billy Joe was like trying to insinuate something. She goes, "Hey, even when you guys retire, you should still do this." Was that a suggestion?
Well,
to retire?
Yeah.
It may have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could have
been.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Sorry about
that. Oh, Steve is about to meet a friend of his that he doesn't even know. These two are going to end up being BFFs.
Really?
Yep, and he doesn't even know it yet, but I can't wait till he gets over here because, Steve, this is the guy that you talk about all the time.
I do talk about him all the time.
You do. You always are making comments about Ryan, and now Ryan is here donating.
Ryan, how are you?
I'm good.
That's a great sweatshirt.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Nice.
Keep me warm.
Yeah.
Coyote Country.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks good.
What's up? What you doing?
Just a day off. Thought I'd drop by, bring some food and some cash.
That is awesome. We appreciate that. Bless
good
you,
man.
Sir.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Are you guys looking for any more spam ambassadors?
Oh, Steve, are we good? We need any more?
I have an extra can that we could probably, actually, that one.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. We're headed over to the coast in a couple of weeks. So, yeah.
Absolutely, man. The more the merrier.
Yeah,
we're all in. Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Where to? All the way to the coast?
Washington coast. Yeah.
Okay. Well, when people say they're headed to the coast, it's not like they stop, you know.
Well, no. You know, it's weird.
In Ellensburg,
the
call it the coast.
The reason why I say this is because.
What's this guy doing over here?
Sometimes when we used to go to Uncle Rick's, we'd say we're going to the coast.
And it wasn't really the coast.
And it wasn't really the coast.
So you're lying.
Because. It was Marysville, and then we would.
Oh man!
No, we would all end up out in the Puget Sound, and he had a place on Hat Island.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But we called it the coast, but it wasn't the coast.
I see what you're saying. So
but
Ryan,
this is the
Ryan's
real
not a liar.
Coast.
He's actually going to go to the coast.
Yeah, Ocean Shores area.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Ocean
perfect.
Shores.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know what? Take this with you. Is this one good to go? I think it's ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
These clips that are on the top are holding the lid on because we already opened it. No, I'm kidding, Ryan.
Now,
Ryan's like, never mind. I'm good. I'm good with the no.
Now, do we know if when that spam comes back from the Washington coast, will it smell like fish?
Oh, of course it will. Everything
it will.
Does.
Okay.
Yeah, everything does.
Everything
even
does.
Something in
I'm going to start sticking
it
in the ocean for you.
Yeah. Dip Perfect. It down in there. Take a picture of it. Spam is swimming in the ocean.
Oh, Ryan, how are you doing on Friends? Do you have...
How are you doing on Friends?
I have a few friends.
Yeah, you do all right.
Are you fishing for some friends?
It was a terrible
question.
Well,
no, it's not for me. It's for Steve. Steve really seems to have a liking for you.
Oh.
Yeah, he thinks you're a nice human.
You make comments on the podcast.
Yeah, I do.
And that
constantly.
Makes him very happy because he's like...
He does like that.
Anytime I jokingly say to Steve all the time, well, dude, no one even listens anymore to the podcast since you've been on here. I'm
that
just
is
joking.
So mean.
And he gets all worked up about it. And then he's like, well, this Ryan guy comments.
That's the primary way I listen. So,
oh, yeah, see?
Sometimes I listen to you guys live and then the podcast later on, so I hear it twice.
I do the same thing. Sometimes I create the live and then listen to myself live, and then I listen back to the podcast at 1.5 times speed.
One and a half?
You do sound a little bit more like a squirrel.
Chipmunk, sure.
Double speed.
Yeah. That's not front right. It's really good to have on here. He listens to the podcast every day. 1.5 times speed. That's really fun.
All right. Well, it's news time here with me.
Kevin
sounds
the same. Kevin sounds like he's actually talking at normal speed.
Sped him up and he sounds normal. That's wonderful. Ryan, well, thanks for listening and thanks for always helping.
Yeah,
and,
man. Yeah.
Happy to
never
it.
Miss a beat.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right. And take the spam and enjoy and
we'll
take a bunch of pictures if you don't mind.
We'll do.
Awesome. Okay. You're right. A good dude. Yeah, thank you, buddy. All right, well, Steve, before you forget the names, quick, who came by?
I accidentally deleted all their names, but I'm writing them down again because I think I remember them. So Bennett, Jackson, Caleb, Jake, and Michelle. Is that five?
Yep, that's five.
Is that all of them?
Yeah.
Awesome. They're from 9 Mile, had this day off of school. I think that was all the Spark Notes. But
They come every year.
They do.
Those little boys have grown
not
up
so little,
with us. Boy, they're not little at all anymore, are they?
Oh, man.
But it is weird to see them progress and just get bigger and taller.
Exactly.
And, it's like, wow.
No, it's crazy.
But very cool. Yeah.
Good job, Steve. Awesome. Way to remember the names. Well done.
I think I got them all. So, yeah. And, fantastic donation. I think they brought some food as well.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah,
way to go. Good job.
You know this guy?
Yeah. I love it. All right, last few minutes here. Yes, Warren, go for it.
Hey, remember a few weeks ago you asked me what I was going to do on the weekend? Excuse me. I'm going to go watch the famous country singer Don Williams race at the State Line Speedway.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I told you that he was in a pretty bad accident.
Correct, yes.
This is him live and in color before your eyes.
Oh,
dazzle and amaze you with his broken neck.
Oh, dang it.
I'm just so proud to be here. No.
Don, that does not look like any fun, that massive neck brace.
You know, Kevin, this hasn't been my most fun few weeks here, but
I bet.
You know, I've had a lot of friends kind of, you know, supporting me and stuff like that. And, you know, we were dropping some food by, and Warren had always told me, and Bruce had really told me that I had the perfect face for radio. So I just decided maybe I better stop.
Stop and prove it once and for all.
Right. Exactly.
Anyway.
So this was a accident in the race car?
Yeah, I was actually 10 seconds from the end of the race. It was on the last lap. Car wrecked right in front of me, and I was probably focusing more on the car. I was just getting ready to go by. I was in fifth place, and I was going for fourth, and all of a sudden that happened, and I look, and I can picture right now, and I go, this is going to hurt.
Yeah.
That's what happened. But,
dang it.
You know, we're good. You know, that in my 6 decades of racing, this was the worst I've ever had, but it was actually, there was a good chance it was going to be my last race, but now it is my last race.
Yeah,
it is. Okay, so you're not one of those guys that's like, I'm going to get right back in the car and try it again.
And I could. I just think it's better left, you know.
Right, yep.
Undone.
I got
Yeah.
But I just thought I'd stop by.
Well, you went out with a bang.
Oh, I definitely did.
Yeah. And a crunch and all the rest,
But we have had a lot of really great support, you know, like my friend here, he's been around me for racing for those 6 decades. And anyway, so.
That's awesome. So, well, thanks for coming by, making a stop by. We appreciate that.
Thank you guys for what you do here. This is really good. I went to school with Warren here and Bruce, and I always really wanted to be, you know, kind of like Warren and Bruce. I mean, they were just kind of like my heroes and stuff. And,
Don, come on. Your nose is going to grow.
Well, some broken hearts never mend.
Right, yeah. Nice.
For good old boys like me. But
anyway. Look at them weaving in the song titles.
It was great.
Yeah, I love that.
Anyway.
We appreciate you. Glad you're going to be okay.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. And like I have my uncle out at Deer Park used to always tell me, well, it'll feel better when it quits hurting.
that's good advice.
About as good as you can get, yeah.
Anyway, like I said, thank you guys for what you're doing here. And
of course,
And I enjoy hearing you guys on the Fridays. And, I mean, this is just a moment that just will live in infamy.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Never forget that day that Don came by. Yeah,
really.
Warren and Bruce.
Anyway, I had to throw that in for my old friend Warren here.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, well, thank you for coming by.
Well, thank you guys for putting up with Bruce and Warren and me for a moment.
Yeah, that's it's the least we can do. Somebody's got to do it.
It's a pleasure.
We've decided to take one for the community on that deal. all right, well, stop by. We got about 20 minutes left. Come on by 525 East Francis, R&R RV.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Yeah, Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. You've been a busy boy.
Running around, man.
Yeah, Steve, you have been busy. Real quick off the text line, Billy Joe said, hey, I need to revamp my comment a little bit. I meant when you retire in 20 or 30 years.
Oh.
That was very sweet. Thank you for lying.
Oh, not going to make it.
I hope so.
Yes, you do. thanks to Dee and John and Heather and Terry for getting on the text line and texting the word food to 509-441-0999. You'll get a link back and you can donate. We're wrapping it up here in 10 minutes.
Gosh, that's it?
Yeah, 10 minutes, man.
Man.
How about that? Isn't that something?
That is something.
So, yeah. It
goes fast.
It does go fast when it's busy like that. It's very, very busy. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Don Williams.
Yes. Do
Bruce
you believe
is putting on his headphones.
Me.
Bruce seems like he has something to say.
Well, Don wanted to know who to give the money to.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, give it to Jay.
Yeah.
Kevin goes to the casino too much.
Bruce, even I would not do such a thing.
I mean,
See, I have thought that. There was a few times over the years where Slim and I were like, okay, what if we just took like 1,000 of it and just saw if we could double it? And if we can't, then we'll replace it.
Replace it?
Could you replace my race car?
Yeah.
But we did not ever end up doing that because we didn't want to die.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer.
Well, that's fair. I mean, that's fair.
Okay, Don. See you later.
See you, Don. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye, Don.
Last few minutes here before we wrap up the 29th annual. A lot of folks are on the text line saying, can't wait for the 30th. And I'm like, let's wrap this one up strong.
Well, yeah,
we
let's
get out
do
of
this
here.
One strong,
yeah,
make your donation,
right.
Then you can say things like, can't wait for the 30th.
Right, which is fine because I know those are the people who have already done their bit. You know what I mean? They've already done their part. So.
And the 30th is, of course, we're going to do it up big.
Bigger and better.
Bigger than ever.
Yep.
It will be probably,
three weeks. We got 3 weeks set aside for the food drive on the 30th annual.
Are we doing the thing that we've talked about doing a few times?
See you on three Fridays.
Yeah, right.
And now I think with producer Steve, this is the right time to do it.
Okay.
And that is we are going to take an RV from R&R RV.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to be on site here, okay?
Right.
Because we have to be a little more visible.
I always love the planning here live on the air.
Yeah.
It doesn't make my job awkward.
We're going to put it.
We're
someplace
today?
Really busy where people could see it. Just name a corner somewhere.
R&R RV.
I would say
someplace
on Division.
Division.
Oh, Division's good.
Division and Francis, maybe?
Sullivan. Shortens my drive.
That's that.
Sullivan, you want to put it at Sullivan?
Shortens my drive.
Valley Mall? Oh, right off the freeway at the Valley Mall. We'd be right there at the Valley Mall. We'd bring some RVs out there.
Yeah.
R&R, they're still our sponsor.
Of course, we love them.
Yay, R&R. And we go out there.
How's Dorothy going to bring us salmon dip it if we're out there, though?
I'll come up and get it.
Okay, perfect. I just made this, dotting all the I's here.
There's a lot of moving parts, yeah.
Yeah, there
and
are.
Then,
yeah.
Oh, speaking of moving parts, I'm glad you brought it up, Steve.
Oh,
I sure did.
Boy.
And that was a mistake.
We start with an RV suspended in the air.
Right.
Okay? And it starts at like...
Oh, we've talked about this before, Monty. Just Kevin and I off the air. We've talked about this
suspended
idea.
RV.
Yeah.
Producer Steve inside.
Right. Yeah, living in the RV.
Oh, that's
Help hunger by helping Steve get to the ground.
So, say it's...
Every $10,000, we lower it
ten feet
or whatever.
Whatever the equation is,
yeah.
And eventually it comes to the ground.
I don't
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the concept.
I don't know if I like being suspended.
Yeah,
we
your opinion does not matter here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys next year, and then that'll be it because, you know.
I thought he was going to say, I'll see you guys in court.
Yeah.
I really did. I thought he was like, well, I'm going to get my dad involved. And
yeah. King Peter.
King Peter would love the idea.
Yeah. He probably would. Really risky.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
he's lost his mind now. So maybe that, but anyway, maybe not. We'll have to see.
Bruce?
So what if you went to a different location every day, packed up?
That sounds fun.
Yeah. I detected a little bit of sarcasm there.
Steve's in charge then.
You make Steve do all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's driving the RV?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll drive.
Yeah, see, Bruce will drive. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, there are options, you know. We're always open to options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I like yours better than Kevin's at this point.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm not done coming up with ideas.
Well, I'm saying you could probably do both.
Yeah.
You know, because in the perfect world.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we have Kevin do his live remote from Harrington?
Harrington, be hometown.
Be hometown, and then we'll just do the other.
And the rest of us will be somewhere else? Is that what you're saying?
Right here.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I
you see
what
he's doing there? You picked up on that, huh? All right, we'll wrap it up.
You could be suspended if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we could.
No probably, RV, just you, just your body.
There's a water tower there, right?
No.
A water tower?
Could we paint it? And then you could be suspended from the water tower.
See?
Why do I not? I don't think there's not a water tower in Harrington.
Do you guys have water?
Wait, where's the water tower?
I'm asking. I don't know. It's not like I live there.
Right.
Kevin.
Well, I've lived there my whole life.
There's
and
a creek
I can't
that runs through town.
There's
tower.
A creek. That's is all they need, yeah.
Is it painted John Deere green?
We'll be back in a minute.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive is going on right now. Drop off your donations at R&R RV, 525 East Francis. Fighting hunger, feeding hope on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, back wrapping up. This is it. The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive is getting ready to say bye-bye, adios. I do want to thank all those who have helped us out. Ron and his whole family here at R&R RV. So great. I mean, everybody here has been awesome.
They
Dorothy,
always take good care of us.
Dorothy's amazing. Oh, sorry, Monty. I forgot to turn you up there. I apologize.
Sorry. Hi, I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
How long will the text line
pace yourself?
Text food.
Pace yourself.
To 509.
Pace yourself.
441-0999. How long will that be open?
Pace yourself.
Okay.
Thank you to Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Thank you to BECU. Thank you to Star Rentals and LJ Oil and Patera and American On-Site Services for all of their amazing help. Thanks to all you guys for helping out, all of our actual helpers who are here.
Thank you so much.
Just in case you guys didn't know, it's not just that you're helping by carrying and meeting and greeting and all that stuff, but it helps our mental state of mind, too. So.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you have been stuck here with Kevin for... week.
That'll wear on one.
Yeah.
Same.
Jay yesterday, about two or three times, said, you know, bud, you can head home anytime you want. And I was like, okay. Well,
I did say that.
Probably just means, like, you know, in case you're not feeling good.
Right,
or whatever.
Right.
Two or three times within half an hour?
Yeah.
It was about,
Okay, I can see that.
It was a lot. And then I just kind of realized, he might be tired of me.
No. It's just one of those, you're like, look, we don't need you to get sick. That's the thing, man. We don't need you getting sick. All right, look, we got to go. But, yes, Monty, what was the question about the text line?
The text line. How long will that
That'll be up through the weekend.
Through the weekend.
Yeah,
I think that's important for folks to know. That
absolutely.
That can text that through the weekend.
Text food. Mm-hmm. So what number?
Oh, to 509-441-0999.
Yes. Thank you very, very much. Very nice.
Yeah, and we will... probably post that online. We'll post that online that it'll be open throughout the weekend.
Yes,
so
Steve will
nice
post it online.
It
is.
Everybody.
There's a picture of me with it. It's on there.
Yeah. So, thank you for that. Thank you for everybody who has done their part. If you haven't done your part yet, we really would appreciate it. So, quick, easy way to do it again, 509-441-0999. Just text food to that. It'll be probably the best thing you do today. Mm-hmm. The easiest and fastest way to feel good. Give to somebody
else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right, guys, we got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody.